and Murray Street Mall in the CBD is closed as we go to air. Police have identified a suspicious package. Nine News reporter Robert Herrick is there. And Robert, do police have any idea what this package is?
Yeah, good afternoon, Ollie. At this stage, it's unclear exactly what's inside it. That's what police are trying to determine as we speak. An area command or a mobile command unit has just turned up to oversee the operation. But at this stage, it is unclear, and police are really just taking all precautions to make sure it isn't something that could cause a lot of damage.
Now, Robert, have people in the area been evacuated? Have businesses shut their doors for the time being?
That's right. And there's a large section of the Murray Street Mall. It's the entire west side from Forest Chase down to William Street has been closed. Onlookers have been pushed back to a cordon, and police are advising at this stage that people do stay away if they don't need to be here. But as always with these things, a large amount of curiosity has been sparked by the incident.
I'm sure it has, Robert. Now, is this package closely linked to the Piccadilly Arcade?
As I understand, the package was located inside the Piccadilly Arcade or nearby the front of the Piccadilly Arcade on the Murray Street side. The entire arcade has been shut down right through to the Hay Street side of the shopping precinct there. And that's where the police operation is focused at this stage.
Robert Herrick, I'll let you go. This is obviously very much a developing situation this afternoon, and any updates, please give us a call back here on Perth Live.
Absolutely.
Robert Herrick there, Channel 9 reporter. You can see his reports on Channel 9 News tonight.